Yishami Beya Daf Yud Gimel, we're starting from the Mishnah on the bottom of Yud Beis and Yud Beis. So the Mishnah is talking about halacha is that you cannot go ahead on Yom Tov and separate Truma to give to a Kayin. It's a din de Rabbanan, Rabbanan asid it. And the, however, you're allowed to go ahead and separate the Kohen, the Chala you could do, and the Matnas Kuhuna you could do, that you can do. But the Truma and Maisers, that you can't do. So the question is, why is it different? What's the halacha? Why can you do one and not the other? What's the reason why? You could go bring it to the Kohen as well. You could bring it to the Kohen. The question is, what's the reason why you could do one of them and why you can't do the other? So the Mishnah's going to explain. Beis Shammai Yomim. Beis Shammai says, in Molichin Chala Matanz Kohen Yantiv, you can't go deliver Chala or Matnas Kuhuna to a Kohen in Yantiv. Bein Shum Shmehemesh, whether you separated it before Yantiv, Bein Shum Hayom, whether you even did on Yantiv itself, you can't do it. You can't bring it. That's not called a Tzorech Yantiv. The Chachamim made a decree that you can't separate Truma on Yantiv, so you can't deliver Chala and Matanas to them also. Chachamim made the same decree, you can't do it. And Beis Hillel says, Matirva says you can. If you separated before Yantiv, you let it go ahead and have it delivered to them on Yantiv. And we'll see the Cheshbon, the reason why. Chachamim didn't make Xerah for it. They're only make Xerah separate, you can't do. But delivering it, you can. It says the Chachamim Eda. You're allowed to separate Chala, but they didn't allow you to bring it. Halacha, that you can't do. Tikkun HaShesu, you're allowed to go ahead, Masakin the Chala, that they allowed you, but to go bring it to the Kohen, that far they didn't go, says Beis Shammai. And Beis Mandas Kuna as well. But Beis Hillel holds, you can. You can even go ahead, Matirin, and you could bring it to the Kohen as well, and you could do it. And the question is, what the Machlokes is based upon? Let's see the Gemara. So at the Gemara, I'm like, Beis Shammai, I don't understand you. It's Xeris Shava. I have Xeris Shava. Chala manugo matan l'kohen, a gift to the kohen. Uchu matan l'kohen, and chumas matan l'kohen. And we know, same shayin l'kohen, you can go ahead and deliver chumas l'kohen and yamtiv. Kakla yigol l'kohen, you can't matan l'skuna do yamtiv. So you see, you can't. It's Xeris Shava. Not a svar to Rabban, it's Xeris Shava, you can't do it. I'm like, Beis Hillel, I don't agree. Loi, you're mistaken. It's not Xeris Shava. You're telling me the halacha of Truma, you can't do is to not have a right to separate on Yom Tov. That you can't do. But Matanos, you can separate. Matanos Kuhuna, Matakale, and Matanos Kuhuna, Zaka, you're allowed to. Rashoi, you can do that. Chama never gave you a reason why you can't do it. Loi, you come to Osman, so you go, no, you can't be Zaykin it. You can go deliver it, and therefore, you know, that doesn't apply. So you can't make, compare the two cases. They're different, says Beis Hillel. Therefore, you're allowed to go ahead. Rabbanan allowed you to separate Truma. He allowed you to separate. Didn't allow you to separate this. He allowed to separate Matanas Kuhuna. Then Chala. Therefore, they go to you're allowed to go ahead and deliver them to the Kohen. Going. Zok the Gemara. By some, you can't go and deliver the Matanas Kuhuna to a Kohen. You can't bring them over. Fake them or bright them or deliver bright. Some of you don't. Learn that way. By some, the Machlok by some is the Melikas Matanas Kuhuna Yom Tov. Only all the ones that go with separate on Yom Tov. A Matanas Shahuma Be'er Yom Tov and Matanas Shahuma Yom Tov. They mix together the Yom Tov ones separated before Yom Tov and the ones on Yom Tov. Then what's the Machlokes? Don't think Beis Hillel says, Stam, you could go ahead and deliver all Matanas Kuhuna and all Chalas, you can go deliver to the Kohen. No. If it was separated on Yom Tov, or it was mixed together with things that were separated before him, that even Beis Hillel agrees you can't do. The only time Beis Hillel argues and says, you can do that, is only if you separated it before Yom Tov, and you weren't able to deliver it before, then you could go ahead and deliver it. Since you could go ahead and deliver it even before Yom Tov, Rabbanan didn't ask you to deliver it on Yom Tov itself. That they never included, never asked that, and they said you can. That's the Machlokes. Zok Gemara, Beis Hillel said the Mishnah. You can't separate it on Yom Tov, but you can't go ahead and you can't deliver it. When you can't separate, you can't deliver. You can't separate if you can't deliver it. So at the Gemara, Kasha Beis Hillel, Abba Kasha Beis Hillel. Truma and Zaka Be'er Masa. Truma itself, you have no right to separate on Yom Tov. Yeah, you think about it. Yesh Lev Tanai. There's a Tanai by Truma. If before Yom Tov you made a Tanai, you're going to separate it later, you're allowed to separate it for the next day. So Beis Hillel holds, you can't deliver Truma on Yom Tov. Why not? You can make Truma with a Tanai and separate it from before on Yom Tov because you did it before. If you made a Tanai before Yom Tov, it'd be separated on Yom Tov. Why can't you deliver it? Good Kasha. You know, it's Einachanim, I can't separate on Yom Tov. But if I could separate it Erev Yom Tov with a Tanai, I'll separate it on Yom Tov. Then if you could do that, then according to Beis Hillel, why can't you deliver it on Yom Tov? It's a good kasha on Beis Hillel. My answer is Zubit Nezu. The Truma is separated before Yom Tov cannot be delivered because it may be confused with this. Zubit Nezu may come to confuse one with the other. You can't do it because we're afraid you're going to come to confuse one with the other. And Memela says the Kavan Eda, Gazu b'Truma Yesh Lav Tanai Shalach Lichvi Yamta B'Shem Truma. The Gzeirah Rabban Amei, because you may come to confuse and mix the two. So the Gemara, the Beis Hillel Halacha, you can't separate it. Isaac wants to explain Beis Hillel's Halacha of separating the Vechala. Why Chala? Why is Chala Mutter? Why are you not separating the Vechala? Because the Chala was separated before Yamta. Where the Chala was needed and the Chala was separate on Yamta, that Halacha, you're allowed to do that, because you're allowed to need the Chala on Yamta, because you're allowed to do that. So you're allowed to do that on Yamta. Then even if you didn't do it before Yom Tov, you have to do it on Yom Tov. You can do that. Higher question is, why not? If you can do it before Yom Tov, why do we say you can't do it on Yom Tov? You should be able to deliver it on Yom Tov. The Gemara says, how did Tanim then a Brisa? Chala Shisa be Yom Tov. You let one needs do on Yom Tov. You let even separate the Chala on Yom Tov. Losh be Yom Tov. You needed it before Yom Tov. Shaka, and you forgot to separate the Chala. Then also you can't move it. It's Asa Muksa. Should have done it before. You didn't do it. It's Mas. It's Muksa. If you ain't Zochlam, surely you can't do it. You can't take from it. If you can't, it's Muksa. You can't take from it. We see that in Hanami, it's like I said, I should have separated challah from dough that was needed before Yom Tov. You can't do that. It has to be done before. You have to separate it on before. If you didn't do it, if you forgot to do it, in Hanami, it may still hold, you can't separate it. The Brisa did not say the case where you made it before. It'll lush, but you needed it before. Mashma, the Brisa is to come and tell you, if you finish the dough before Yom Tov, then in Hanami, you can't separate the challah on Yom Tov. But if you're still doing it, you're still mixing it, you're still being involved in the process, you didn't finish it before, then maybe you should be able to. Wouldn't be considered also to do. Is that true? If so, the Mishnah said, tell us the Beis Hillel, you got to go ahead and do it, and you got to go deliver it. Why would the Brisa say you can't do it? So my answer is no. I'm a Shabbat Chol, said, Difta B'Yisra B'Temeya. The Brisa in my case of Torah, Temeya, Shein Mafish, Chol, Se'el, B'Kot. So if you never mafish till the end, we don't want to do it, you don't separate it before, because we're afraid you may come to go ahead and eat it. It's Tomei, we can't do it, therefore you don't separate it, and therefore we don't want you to do it on Yom Tov. That would be considered us, so that's why the look is you can't do it. That's the case to my Chumah Temeya, Yisra Temeya, we don't want you to separate. So to Gemara, I'm also about Avdavim, Medin, how you be Yisra Torah, Shlafish, Chol, Se'el, B'Self. Really, I'll tell you, even in the case of where you have dough that's Torah, you shouldn't separate Chol until the end of you finish the whole process of the needing it. You should separate it in the beginning so that you go ahead and you're needing it so that it shouldn't become tame. You won't be able to go ahead and give and be mafresh. So therefore, if the dough is already tame, then there's no problem. You can do it right away. What's the difference? You don't have to wait for it. The only idea of doing it the chatchila is because we want to do it before it gets tame. But if it's already became tame, you're needing it when it's tame, then in the chanami, there's no issue. You could remove it before Yom Tov. You could have done it, you should not have done it. You could have done it before Sukkot. We didn't want you to do it before. In such a case, and a chanami would be before Yom Tov, you would be allowed to remove it even on Yom Tov because it has no validation because you didn't wait for it, therefore it has no din to do it before. So at the Gemara, what about the Shalat Masih B'Yom Tov Shal Pesach? The Brisa, in the case where it's B'Yom Tov Shal Pesach, we assume maybe there's chametz. Avi Yatzeres B'Chag Muta and Shukas and Shavuos, we're allowed to separate and deliver the challah. We're not afraid you're going to get any chametz. Not afraid you're going to hold it and wait before Yom Tov. You'll get chametz. Therefore, you should be able to do it, even allowed to do it on Yom Tov. It's only the ones that we're afraid maybe that you'll get come with, the dough will get liquid, will rain on it, water will spill on it, and become chametz. That's a problem. We don't want you to do it before, but afterwards you can do it if it's a Shukas in it. And Chagos, yeah, Sukkos, and Shavuos, where there's no problem, you should be able to go ahead and do it even before. Even if it's Shavuos and on Sukkos, we're afraid also, if you want to do it, don't say only Pesach, even Sukkos or Chag. All Malacha, you should not do it before Yom Tov. All them applies. So we must say, all Malacha cannot be done before. You can't do it, neither on Shavuos or Atzeres. Plus applies to all Yom Tovim. Matadin and Pesach, Lush uses cold, means all the Yom Tovim. Same thing applies. Masakin, that's the reason why he holds you can't separate it. It's Masakin Kli, and the Torah applies it on all of them. We don't want you to do it either on any Yom Tov, Pesach, Sukkot, or Shavuos. It's Achana, it's the preparation, and we don't want you to do it. We'll stop over here.